First off, I want to say thank you again for joining me.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
For reference, I have Tyler Borges here with me from GCSE Baseball. You're a third year on the team, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And you're listed, like I mentioned, so an infielder and a catcher, but you said it's called a utility player?
Yes, basically.
Could you talk to me a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, so basically, a utility player is somebody that is whatever is needed for the day position-wise, is you can kind of put him there and trust him to be pretty good defensively, and it just kind of gives coach flexibility to do different things with the lineup. Just if a third baseman's not hitting well or whatever it may be, I could play third. Or if a center fielder's not hitting well, I could go play center field. Just whatever it may be. It just wherever he needs me for that given day is where he'll put me. And that's kind of like the basic definition of a utility player.
Okay. It seems like it's definitely a really reliable position.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I would like to think so, yes.
I mean, it definitely sounds like
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely.
I think with you being one of the players that's been around the longest at this point, that's kind of a go figure, right?
Yeah,
you want to
yes.
hand that responsibility and that duty off to somebody that you know is going to have that back for the team.
Yes, ma'am.
So stats overall in the season, because we did just finish.
Okay.
Overall, the season went 31-18.
Mm-hmm.
And for conference, we were 11-13. So unfortunately, we didn't make it to the playoffs this season. But how would you say the season went specifically?
I think it was very successful, 100% successful with the new coaching staff. For them to be, because like you said, I've been here. This is my third year. And freshman year was COVID year, so we didn't really get to see how we would have done going on. But last year, we were 500 team, and we've won, I think it was 24. We were 24-24 last year, and just to see, what is that, like 7 more wins on the season with a first-year head coach, brand-new coaching staff, like everything changed. And for the returning players, we had to learn, like, the new coaching staff. And I think, to answer your question, yeah, I think – I mean, making state in the panhandle is really hard, and just the fact that we went until the last 2 weeks having a chance, and basically our last 2 games, we had a really good chance to, not a really good chance, but we still had a chance. And I remember last year we went, I think it was like by like the 12th or 13th game, we knew, hey, we're not going to make it.
Okay.
We were just losing so much, and just to turn it around that quick, as especially he's a, like I said, Coach Younger, it's his first time being a head coach, and I think they did a great job, and I think the team did a great job, and I think it was a very successful season, even though we didn't make state.
No, and I think definitely I have seen the dynamic change. So
mm-hmm.
from the fall when you guys were prepping to now, and obviously I haven't been with the team that long. I've only seen Coach Younger's version of the Commodores. But I can definitely see where the strong points have shown between y'all's team dynamic and kind of how it's developed as
mm-hmm.
the 2 seasons went on. I remember that when we came in to do an interview in the fall,
mm-hmm.
you had mentioned one of the things that you wanted to work on was your batting performance.
Yes.
And I think something super crazy, I went and looked into it. You averaged the highest number of homers on the team this season. Did you know that?
I did, yes. I did. I checked that out after the season was over and noticed that.
It's according to the NJCAA stat record is that Tyler here had 6 homers the entire season. I think the only one that was just lowest to you was Ethan.
Yes, yes.
Ethan Lazama came in at 5 homers for the season, and like that's crazy
yes,
to me. That's
absolutely.
Insane. Definitely, I would say is the highest contributor to the batting order. Every game, I think that was a consistent. You were first in the batting order, so
yeah.
I think that's really great. And to see that growth happen for you from the fall to now,
mm-hmm.
like that was something you wanted to capitalize on, and you did. And
absolutely,
like,
yes.
And that's
like
phenomenal.
Like I said earlier in the fall, that's something like you said I was putting a lot of emphasis on. And I really, like I said, put major emphasis on, look, I gotta change something to get where I want to go. And I really felt like I had the season that I was capable of. And just got to keep getting better through the summer next fall and next spring, and hopefully I can keep trending like I did from this fall to this spring and just keep getting better and every day. And like I said, a lot of that, like, the coaches help me a lot with, like, strength training and mainly, like, once you get to this level, your swing's kind of your swing. Like, this is, like, you get more advanced. Like, your swing's fine. Like, you can hit. Like, your BP's going to be fine, but what really matters is, like, your approach to the plate, like, what you're really trying to do every at-bat and staying consistent with that. And I think that was the biggest contributor because, like, me and Coach Younger and Coach Bailey, we would talk, like, we changed my approach. I was kind of, like, a free swinger the last couple of years, just kind of see ball, hit ball, and it worked. with less than two strikes, I was really trying to hit my pitch and hit the pitch I wanted to hit, and not hit the pitcher's pitch and get myself out. And obviously it's baseball. I didn't do that 100% of the time, but I really felt like for the most part, I was able to stick to that.
It's been established that you're a strong athlete on and off the field. It's just been such a joy to watch you as an athlete.
Thank you so much.
So talking about the season still, what do you think might have been your most notable game this season?
I think definitely as a team would have to 100% be the McLennan game. That's the first thing that comes to my head. With all the publicity we had on that game, with, I don't know, Perfect Game was covering it, like a bunch of people were watching it, a bunch of scouts, first game of the biggest tournament that, other than maybe Grand Junction, which is nationals, but the biggest tournament in the world for JUCO at the time. And there was a lot of people really didn't think we would even come close to beat McLennan because they're ranked number one, they're defending national championships. And for us to go out there, like I said, like it was our, I want to say it was like our fourth game at the time, and we really didn't know much about our team. We were still learning what our strengths were, what our weaknesses were, who should play where, who should do what. And to be able to go out there and win that game and walk-off fashion, walk-off pass ball, I get. But I think that was awesome for our team, and I think that was definitely the most memorable one. We had a great time. The team was, everybody was together, and it was just a great win. And it was fun. It was real fun.
I'm personally really bummed that I couldn't be here for that game. Mm-hmm. I was out of town at the time, but I did tune into the live stream.
Yeah.
And that was nuts,
yeah,
just to see
awesome.
That.
It was awesome.
I went ahead and pulled up the schedule. I believe it was the fourth game of the season, so you did have mm-hmm. that spot on. That was February 4th, and it was a 3-2 win against McLennan.
Yes,
that
yes.
was outstanding.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome. That was probably one of the most fun baseball games I've ever been a part of.
On the topic past this season, right, because it's been a great season so far. Mm-hmm. It's no secret. You are leaving us, unfortunately.
I am, yes.
What does that feel like for you?
To be honest, like right now, it doesn't really feel real yet. Like I know it and I know what's going to happen, but it just, like I've been here for, this is my third year, like you said, and it just kind of feels like another day. Like it feels like I'm going to go home for summer ball and then come back here, but I think it'll feel more real once I start getting closer to moving into my apartment over there. It's bittersweet for sure because I've enjoyed my time here. Every year has been something different. It's made me who I am today, and I really believe that every single year I've had here has been very important to my journey, and it's definitely going to be bittersweet. I'm ready for change, but I'll definitely, for lack of a better term, Gulf Coast will always hold that special place in my heart for sure, and it's sad, but I'm ready for a change for sure. It's exciting and nerve-wracking. It's something new, but life goes on, and this just happens how it has to be. So
that's
I'm
so
excited,
exciting.
Though.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
excited.
Absolutely exciting for mm-hmm. you. A lot of us are really pumped to see mm-hmm. where you'll go and how far you'll take the game. You have committed to Southern Alabama or South Alabama.
South Alabama, yes. Yeah.
No sign yet, though, is that right?
Believe it or not, my coach actually texted me while I was hitting probably 30 minutes ago that he sent me the NLI, so probably in 2 hours I'll be officially signed there. That's why it's funny. He literally, like 30 minutes ago, he texted me.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Early.
Thank you.
We'll be sad to see you go, but
yes,
it's just super exciting to see you continue your journey as an athlete. There are things that you've improved upon now. I can only begin to imagine what you're going to take forward later. I want to comment on one thing that I noticed most about you this season. Without fail, I have referred to you as kind of the dad of the team.
Yeah, yes.
You are consistent every game. Mm-hmm. You have such a strong team spirit consistently. I swear, I think the only two people I'll hear most often cheering for the team from the dugout, it's either you or it's Parker Wakeman.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
two of you, I swear. Mm-hmm. How do you do it?
I'd like to believe that's kind of how I've always went about baseball. Obviously, I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't care how I played on the field. That would be a complete lie because obviously I want to go there. I want to do good. But, you know, my first 2 years, I kind of got away from being that. I was still a team guy. I was still a great teammate. I felt like I was still cheering people on. But I was more worried about what could I do better and what do I need to do better. And this year, with it being my third year, I was like, you know what, I just went in the mindset, I was like, I'm going to go in there, and I'm not going to worry about stats, I'm not going to worry about nothing, I'm just going to worry about being a great teammate and trying to win baseball games, and I was just going to, I knew, because without a doubt, like, I know for a fact I've always played hard, and that's just something like I think I get it from my mom, because she has a work ethic like no other, and I think I get my work ethic from her. And obviously we put in to do two different things. Mine's baseball and hers is work and cleaning and all that stuff now. but like our work ethic, I get it from her, and it's just I feel like my work ethic is unmatched, and I just feel like going out there, if I'm a great teammate and cheering on my teammates, that the other side, which would be my performance, will take care of itself. And just working hard for my team and just trying to get better, like trying to push other people to get better, and just trying to be kind of like the anchor of the team, because you have guys that, you know, are up and down, and especially like the freshmen, because I was the same way. Like freshman years in the Panhandle is hard. Like it's not easy. And for them to try and come and take on such a big role, that's a lot to ask from a freshman. So it being my third year, and I've been here the longest with Mason and Cap, I just felt like it was kind of my duty to come in here and just be like that team leader that's like, you know what, like we can't have bad attitudes. Like we got to stay consistent, stay positive, and just try to keep everybody together. And that's where the being up in the dugout comes from, is just trying to keep everybody together, keep everybody up, no matter if we're going good or bad. That's one thing I try to emphasize, is like, don't play the scoreboard, play baseball. So what basically that means is like, no matter what the score is, just play hard, have fun, and play fast. And
right.
If you do that, you're going to have a good chance to win in a game, no matter what the score is. But the minute you go up, you're up 7-0, you get lackadaisical, and say you're up 7-0 in the third inning, you just kind of check out of the game. All of a sudden, the fifth inning, it's 7-2. In the seventh inning, it's 7-4. And then all of a sudden, the eighth, it's 7-6. And you're like, oh, my God, they're right back in this game. And it's like, that's how quick. That's why baseball, I believe, is like the most – I think every game's fair, but I believe baseball's the most fair, because no matter what, you have the same amount of time to put up runs on the board. Basketball, you can sit there. You can dribble out the clock. Football, you can do the same. You can take a knee. You can – whatever it may be, but – baseball and golf, obviously, but you got to do the same thing everybody else does to finish the game, and you get the same amount of opportunities as everybody. And I believe that's how all sports should be, but I get with football and basketball it's a little different. But like if you're up 20-0 and you're the home team, I mean you're the away team, you still got to go out there, and they get that bottom of the night too to try to put up those 20 runs. And that's where I believe just being just keeping everybody locked in throughout the game, I believe that's what I was trying to do. And yeah.
I think you do a great job of it.
Thank you.
Being present is one of those things that doesn't get highlighted too terribly much, but mm-hmm. is super important to remember, is being present in the game, no matter what point in the game that you're at. Mm-hmm. You should always stay present in the game and keep it consistent.
Exactly.
Talking about that, you did mention a point about the freshmen, about mm-hmm. feeling almost this duty as mm-hmm. a third year to kind of be there. We have the majority of our team who are listed as sophomores, so students who have been here 2 to 3 years, and a lot of them are clearing out from what mm-hmm. I've heard. So we have a very small team of people who have been here coming back next fall.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you'd want to leave behind?
Honestly, just every day, just, you know, have a goal and kind of understand that as a sophomore, your second year at school, no matter what your role was here this year, just understanding that you know the ropes better than everybody that's going to be here. If you were here last year, no matter what you did on the team, you know the ropes better than everybody, and you know how the Panhandle Conference is, and you know how hard it is to win games. The biggest thing for the sophomores would be create a culture among the team, so like get everybody close and like almost like a family, because that just, it helps you win baseball games. I don't know if there's a science fact behind it. I don't know. But when teams play for one another and don't play for themselves, you win more ball games. And that's just, I'll always truly believe that. I don't know if there's any science behind it. What I do know is if you go out there and everybody plays for the person next to them and not themselves, you're going to have a successful team. And then, obviously, just work hard, and I believe that hard work can get you anywhere. Like you said earlier, if you truly believe you can do something, and that's like emphasis on truly believe. You can't like say you believe it; you have to like truly deep down believe,
right,
I can do this. And if you truly believe you can do it, and you put in the work to get it done, I believe that you can accomplish just about anything.
I want to thank you again for just sitting down with me, taking a few minutes. Do you have anything last minute that you'd like to add?
No, I think you did a great job answering questions, and I want to thank you for having me again, Danny. It's awesome.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.